Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome to Overnight America with Ryan Recker on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
And Overnight America continues. I'm going to try my best not to accidentally click out of this program. I need to keep up and running. So thank you for the calls. Thank you for spending time with us. Keep the radio on tonight. And, you know, you'll have that company. Oh, yeah, producer Mike pops in and says, oh, yeah, it's very nice when you dropped. It was actually more zen-like, wasn't it? The silence was golden. Got a lot to get to. I want to give you some updated numbers. But you can still call into the show at 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. You know, producer Mike, can you hop on real quick? I didn't ask you. Okay. So we posted this photo of you on the Ryan Recker Radio Facebook page, and I thought the right name for you would be Producer King, but however, you came up with some alternative names for yourself.
I would say the top three would be Producer King, Tiger Mike, or Mike Exotic.
Mike Exotic. Everyone's watching this Netflix series. It's Tiger King is the name of the Netflix series. There's a photo of you where you look an awful lot like Joe Exotic, where you can only see it if you go now to the Ryan Recker Radio Ryan Recker Radio Facebook page. And I hope people do that if you want to see Producer King for himself or Mike Exotic. It could be one or other or both. Maybe you can have
or Tiger Mike.
What you think's best. Or Tiger Mike. Could be good. Or if you want to text in your favorite, you can do that to 314-436-7900.
Oh, Alex Degman just voted for Mike Exotic.
Ooh. Alex Degman voted for Mike Exotic. Okay. That's not a bad one. That means so the winning vote is what you're going to get tattooed on your body. Is that what I understand?
Sure.
Nice. Good. Okay. Well, so we'll also vote on where you get that tattooed. So good. I like what we're doing here. So let's take a look at some of the latest breakdowns of the coronavirus and how it's spreading across the St. Louis region.
That's a great transition.
So the the latest Missouri coronavirus COVID-19 cases in the city of St. Louis, 136 positive cases with one death. That number really hasn't changed much. So this was the update from earlier today. There's going to be another update tomorrow, a little afternoon, in the county, 492 cases with three deaths. St. Charles, 71 cases, two deaths. 13 cases in Franklin County, 30 cases in Jefferson County. So some of the surrounding area, we're starting to see that. If you want to look at the total number of cases, what's interesting is that you can go and see a real-time counter. St. Louis County put this out. So as of right now, 436 total cases. This was updated after the other numbers came out. 91 new cases in the last 24 hours, 260 hotline calls in the past 24 hours. And that's what people are trying to gauge. You know, how fast is this spreading? Is it as fast as some of these other areas? No, it's nowhere near as bad as what we're seeing in some of these other large metropolitan areas, including what we saw in New York City, which seems to be just multiplying like crazy right now, and how they're having to deal with this mess. So part of it is the modeling, everything's modeling. We're starting to see that word pop up everywhere, the modeling. What's the worst case scenario of what's going to go on? By the way, we yesterday talked more about how all the way until the end of April, April 30th is when they're saying that we hope to be in the clear, where we can lift some of these restrictions that we have of self-quarantining, self-distancing, things like that. Looks like in Illinois, they're going to be taking these same precautions.
Illinois has one of the strongest public health systems in the nation, but even so, we aren't immune to this virus's ability to push our existing capacity beyond its limits. We need to maintain our course and keep working to flatten the curve.
Okay, got to flatten the curve. So Dr. Burks on the models today. Today was the payoff day. So over the weekend, President Trump was talking about, okay, we're going to extend it out to April 30th. That's longer than what we were anticipating. It's certainly longer than Easter, what they originally were saying. They want to try to minimize the deaths of this coronavirus. It has spread pretty aggressively, faster than I think they originally anticipated. And they're seeing the course that we're on right now, minimizing these things. But everyone's looking at the curve because the numbers on the curve could be scary to some. They can say, you know, 100,000 people could die because of the coronavirus, by the way, which is still a lot lower than the flu, but this is a lot more aggressive. And look at the measures we have to go through in order to keep that number low. It could go all the way up to 240,000 is what they're saying. And there's a reason for that.
I think you know from that large blue mountain that you can see behind me, and I just want to thank the five or six international and domestic modelers from Harvard, from Columbia, from Northeastern, from Imperial, Whoa. Who helped us tremendously.
Name dropping, huh?
It was their models that created the ability to see what these mitigations could do, how steeply they could depress the curve from that giant blue mountain down to that more stippled area. In their estimates, they had between 1.5 million and 2.2 million people in the United States succumbing to this virus without mitigation. Yet through their detailed studies and showing us what social distancing would do, what would happen if people stayed home, what would happen if people were careful every day to wash their hands and worry about touching their faces, that what an extraordinary thing this could be if every American followed these. And it takes us to that stippled mountain that's much lower, a hill actually, down to 100,000 to 200,000 deaths, which is still way too much.
All right, so that's where they were showing the big numbers, 100,000, 200,000. Those are the low end. But they're still hoping that it could be lower. Well, how can it be lower?
The deaths and the intensive care and the hospitalization always lag behind that early indication that there are less new cases per day, the way we saw in Italy, and the way we're likely seeing, I don't want to jump the gun on it, we're seeing little inklings of this right now in New York. So what we're going to see, and that's we got to brace ourselves, in the next several days to a week or so, we're going to continue to see things go up. We cannot be discouraged by that because the mitigation is actually working and will work. The slide that Dr. Burke showed, where you saw New York and New Jersey and then the cluster of other areas, our goal, which I believe we can accomplish, is to get the hotspot places, the New Yorks, the New Jersey, and help them to get around that curve. But as importantly, to prevent those clusters of areas that have not yet gone to that spike, to prevent them from getting that spike. And the answer to that is mitigation. Now, the 15 days that we had of mitigation clearly have had an effect, although it's tough to quantitate it because of those two opposing forces. But the reason why we feel so strongly about the necessity of the additional 30 days is that now is the time, whenever you're having an effect, not to take your foot off the accelerator and on the brake, but to just press it down on the accelerator. And that's what I hope and I know that we can do over the next 30 days.
Don't take your foot off the accelerator, meaning we've seen some pretty good results from allowing the course of action, which is self-distancing and just taking the course of we got to close her down because otherwise we're not going to get a grip on this. And unfortunately, it's not going to be 15 days. We're going to be able to grab this. We're going to have to add another 30 on top of that. Many people are just wondering, how in the world is it still March? How is it still March? I know, April is here, but I want to take some of your calls on this, and I have a couple of other moments I want to share from the press conference earlier, but the CDC director talked more about these models and said the virus is going to be with us, and President Trump was asked about this too, asked about some of these numbers, some of these projections, and, you know, he's pretty frank. He was flat out honest with it. So we're going to play some of that too coming up, and I can take some more of your calls at 314-436-7900. It's Overnight America, KMOX.
Listening to KMOX has never been easier.
Siri, play KMOX.
Got a text message from Greg in at 314-436-7900. The Ryan Recker Path to Higher Education, Bachelor Degree in Talkative Arts, Master's in Audio Inflection of Persuasion, then one studies of the prestigious Doctorate of Opinion. I like that. The Doctorate of Opinion. Welcome back to Overnight America. So this is the moment of the press conference from earlier today that everyone's talking about with President Trump.
But we have a good supply of ventilators, and we're ready to go. We're all ready. We have trucks ready. We have everything ready because, as we're saying, John, this could be a hell of a bad 2 weeks. This is going to be a very bad 2 and maybe even 3 weeks. This is going to be 3 weeks like we haven't seen before.
Should the hospitals be prepared for that?
I think the hospitals
that they're facing what looks like a medical war zone.
They are going to be facing a war zone. That's what it is. I've heard some of the paramedics and some of the doctors, they said they've been in war zones. They've never seen anything like this. You look at Elmhurst Hospital in Queens, I've never seen. I just think it's so, because that's a hospital that's near where I grew up. And it is a war zone in a true sense. Yeah, please.
Yeah, on the ventilators. So we've been hearing from.
Yeah, so that was the part of the press conference. It's going to be a heck of the next 2 weeks. Wow. 314-436-7900. But, you know, there is a bright side to this when it comes to modeling. And this is interesting about the modeling and the numbers, because when they say 100,000 to 240,000, some of them are asking questions, you know, why do you think it's going to be less? Why do you think you could get under 100,000 if the lowest end models look that way?
But if 100,000 is the number with full mitigation, how do you push it? How do you push it lower?
So yeah, we'll go together. We've been at this a long time. You go first.
So, John, it's an obvious, very good question. If this is full mitigation and it's 100,000, why am I standing here saying I want to make it better? Because that's what the model tells you it's going to do. What we do is that every time we get more data, you feed it back in and relook at the model. Is the model really telling you what's actually going on? And again, I know my modeling colleagues are going to not be happy with me, but models are as good as the assumptions you put into them. And as we get more data, then you put it in, and that might change. So even though it says, according to the model, which is a good model that we're dealing with, this is full mitigation. As we get more data, as the weeks go by, that could be modified.
Why does the model now, the top line on the lowball estimate, why does that not top out? I think it said 240,000, not 200,000. Is that a change? Is that because the states haven't been doing enough?
You know, it just has to do with if you had more New Yorks and New Jerseys, you know, Chicago, Detroit, LA, Dallas, Houston, you know, all of our major cities modeled like New York, that's what gets us into trouble. But I am reassured by looking at the Seattle line, by looking at the LA line, by looking at what California's been able to do, that is not something that I don't believe that's going to happen. That is the outside case of having 10, 15 metros like New York and the New Jersey metro area.
All right. So that's a very important part of that, the very important part of it. So when they talk about the modeling, there's a few things, and I think I'm going to be guilty of being overly optimistic about this, but still, this is what my gut feeling says of how this is going to play out. The social distancing and what we're seeing here, I don't think we're going to hit these numbers that they're saying, you know, 100 to 200,000 for a few different reasons. Geographically speaking, I think that some of these other major metropolitan areas are not going to turn into a New York City. I think New York's unique in the sense that it's a large amount of people in a small, small space. Even if you have like the Houstons of the world, there's more geographic space. Or the, you know, you can include St. Louis. You can include some of those other names that they mentioned. Luckily, it's not as heavily densed and packed in like they have the skyscrapers everywhere, everyone living on top of each other scenarios like the San Franciscos of the world who did shut it down pretty quick. Now, Chicago is another example of this too. Pretty densely packed in. So you got the three largest, I guess, areas you want to look at, Los Angeles, New York, and Chicago. Those are the ones that seem to be getting hit the hardest. Now, Detroit's going to be added into that because they were pretty late to the game in the way that they were socially distancing and working with each other. That's going to be tough, too, because the auto industry and them trying to move forward and do what they were doing. Now, this is another factor I think is going to be huge. Recycling some of these ventilators in the equipment, meaning they can sterilize as opposed to throwing them away, which means they'll be more readily available. Even though there's been shortages, it seems like they're making do with what they got. Once they start sanitizing and getting those out, it's going to give a lot more resources to these doctors. That's very important, number one. Number two, the fact that we're not going to see large areas resort to the same curves, you should say, that we're seeing in New York, that's going to be very important. Number three, the FDA approving some of these treatments is going to be huge too, because then you're going to be able to get out there and start massively pushing these out to people that need them, that are these high risk people. That's going to be huge too. So you add all of those three things in. I don't know if the modeling accounts for all of those. And if they don't, this is going to bode well. This is good. So I might be overly optimistic on all of this, but the way I'm looking at it is that we're going through some pretty extreme lengths right now, and it seems to be working. In considering the population of the United States, 330 million people, and we're still at a relatively low number considering some of the other flu-like sicknesses we normally see during the season. So let's go to Tom, who's calling in. Welcome to Overnight America, Tom.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I'm listening to these people whining about the folks on Social Security like myself that are going to get $1,200. Mm-hmm. Well, my wife died last year. There went half of my income for our house with. I'm working part-time. I had an amputation last year. I deliver pizzas with an amputated, with a prosthetic leg. Mm. And somebody's worried that I'm going to get $1,200 because I also get a Social Security check.
Wow.
Let them count their own money. There ain't a lot of mine to count.
Yeah. Well, Tom, are you... probably in the same camp as a lot of listeners right now, that though they have some sort of supplemental income through a pension, through Social Security, through whatever it is, it's not enough if you lose someone that you depend on, like your wife, when it came to that income.
Right. Yeah. And I'm going to tell you another thing. I sat down last week, and one of the things I could really use is a lift recliner, because mm-hmm. it's real difficult to get out of a recliner. There goes a chunk of the stimulus check. I said, the heck with it. Don't be cheap this week. Buy something for yourself with this money that's going to come in. It'll come in before the credit card bill does, and you can pay it off.
Well, and Tom, can I ask how you...
What are you doing with this?
Yeah. Can I ask how you lost the leg?
It was a gift from my father. It's called peripheral artery disease. 90% of how long you live is based on how carefully you pick your parents. I'd been having surgeries for 20 years, and finally it reached the point that the... it just needed to come off. And to be honest with you, I have no regrets about it. I embrace what God made his plan for me to be. And, you know, I was in physical therapy, in rehabilitation for 5 months, 5 hours a day. And 95% of the people in there suffered from strokes. And I'm looking at grown men that couldn't count money. And I'd look around. I was grateful that all God took was my leg.
Wow. All right, Tom. Thank you for sharing that. Good to hear from
you. You're quite welcome. Thanks for talking.
Wow. 314-436-7900. You can call or text there. Yeah, we've been this is what I like about the overnight. It's something that is connecting. It's something that is connective. There's something special about just having the radio on in the house, having someone keep you company. And if I'm that person to you, keeping you company, you know, thank you for letting me into your home. Thank you for letting me into your car, whatever it may be. Let's go to Rod, who's calling in. Welcome to Overnight America, Rod. Hi, Rod, are you there?
Yes.
Oh, there we go.
Thank
go
you.
Ahead.
No, it's so thought-provoking. Mm-hmm. Yes, I am.
Yes, go ahead, Rod. What were you going to say?
Joe, I have a $925 Social Security disability check, and the secondary insurance is $175. I got car insurance; it's $25 a month, and the medical deductible is something. My water bill is $90. I got $50 average electric bill, and $75 for heat. And I have a heart condition now that keeps my. I must have my house very, very cool.
Okay.
That leaves me with $500 a month after my expenses.
Right.
And I already called my dentist when I heard this check was coming.
Yeah.
Set an appointment up for a tooth.
Something
to be
that
fixed.
You've needed and he's got a done for a while.
Already. And so I'm going to get fixed if this check comes to me. And I remember the last stimulus check. I didn't accept it. It's still in my house. And I heard the rhetoric afterwards, and I was happy that I didn't cash it. And this time I'm not sure. I might cancel that dental appointment after hearing your people on this show say I don't deserve something like this. I pay extra money for groceries right now. But I want to recognize something really special. And that's those people out there who are working in the grocery stores. Those people are my heroes right now. They're the carryouts and the greeters. These are the cashiers, the stockers. They're putting in overtime like crazy. And they help me get my groceries to my car. Well, those are our heroes right now.
They have been
clean. Our carts are clean.
Oh, yeah.
Well, thank you for taking my call. But
Rod, I'm glad you called in and gave that perspective. Thank you for doing that. Have a good night. All right. Well, one thing Rod said that I think is pretty important is to the people that have called in and said, you know, if you're on Social Security, you don't need it because your income is fixed. And, this is interesting because the last two callers that we had mentioned a few things. Do you think that you're rolling in it because you're on Social Security? I mean, how great is the coverage of Social Security to begin with? A lot of times people have on a fixed income very narrow margins of how they spend their money. So what happens when they got to spend extra money to have someone deliver them groceries and they don't have that money? Or what happens when they have a medical need that it's not being taken care of because of Medicare or Medicaid or whatever they may be on that can't fix a tooth because of, you know, demand or whatnot? Now they're looking at this as an opportunity. Well, I don't have to say no to food because I got this check that's coming in, and now I can get my tooth fixed. You know, this is interesting. And also, what if there's some other situations where life has changed for them and that money could come in handy? You know, who are you to say that they shouldn't be getting that? That's interesting. You know, I'm glad you guys called in. We'll take some more of your calls coming up on Overnight America KMOX.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
COVID-19. Get the facts from St. Louis's trusted source for news. News Radio 1120 KMOX. Now back to Overnight America on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
Overnight America continues. I'm reading here by the CDC. So they believe that 25%, so basically one in four, may contract this coronavirus. That's a lot of the population. But as of right now, the better estimate is about 5% of the population. That means 95% have not been exposed to the virus at all. And when we see these numbers that continue to grow, the social distancing seems to be doing the trick. I don't think we have to go down to a full lockdown like the Italy's and the Spain's of the world. And it does drive me crazy when I see the different graphs that people share on social media as if the United States and Italy have the same population, so it's the exact same thing we're experiencing between them. No, it's not even close. I think Italy has 60 million, United States 330 million. So in proportion, we have a lot less cases compared to how many people we have in the country, I guess if you were to look at it, per 100,000 people. Plus, China has basically stopped reporting these things. It, to me, is impossible for them to go from one day reporting to the next day zero. Oh, no new infections. No one's believing that. And the reports coming out of China, too, again, doing great disservices to the rest of the world when it comes to spreading this, not only starting the spread of it based on what they were doing in Wuhan, but also based on now under or not reporting it as if it's back to normal. And who knows what you're going to see there. Let's take a couple of more of your calls. And Joy's calling in. Welcome to Overnight America, Joy.
Yes, I'd like to know, I am a senior citizen on a fixed income, and what I'd like to know is I file what they call a circuit breaker. Will I be included in this money?
You file a circuit breaker? I haven't heard that term. What does that mean?
You pay your house taxes, and you get part of it back if you're you have a low enough income. And,
okay. That's a good question. I can't say you are excluded. I think everything I've read would include you into this. Now, when you file, is it federally or locally?
I go to H&R Block and they file it for me.
But this would be like your state and local taxes. This isn't something you're doing federally, or do you know?
No.
Yeah, so H&R normally takes care of it. Well, at least when you're filing, they would have your address. You haven't moved lately, have you?
Oh, no. I've been here forever.
Yeah. Do you do direct deposit?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, there could be a chance that the federal government has your information on file. If for some reason they just decide to report to the federal government that you're not paying anything, right? If they just decide to preemptively report it because it doesn't hurt to do it, then, hey, it sounds like they got your information. Just keep an eye on it. I mean, you might want to contact H&R. I don't know if they'd answer your phone call, but you might want to contact and ask them if this is something they've been federally filing because you've been working with them. And they'd give you a better indication if that's happened or not.
Okay, Ryan. Thank you very much.
Have a great night, Joy. 314-436-7900. Nancy, welcome to Overnight America.
Hi. First, the gentleman that may not cash his Social Security check, he earned it, so yeah. I think he should use it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have a situation where, and I'm wondering how other people are coping with this. My husband and I are senior citizens, and he went in the last of February for some tests, and it turned out to be a life-changing surgery he had the following week, which was the first week of March. And so a week ago last Sunday was the last time I saw him because of this quarantine.
So when he went in for the surgery, he's still recovering in the hospital?
Well, he has to go to, he went to a long-term acute care facility because he's got a wound vac, and he hasn't stood since the 29th. He became very weak. He had, like, major surgery, and it's cancer, right. But we're not even dealing with that right now.
Yeah, so the 29th of this month, March, or is we talking February?
Well, it was the 29th of February. He had the surgery the following Wednesday, and he was in the hospital, and a week ago last Sunday was the last day that we were allowed to enter the hospital, so nobody can go into the hospitals. I think it's all over.
So even
other people that have nursing home people in nursing homes, what are they doing?
Yeah,
they can't visit their.
Yeah, they're running into the same problem where they can't have visitors, family. So he's still in the hospital recovering. He's not like in assisted care or something like that.
No, it requires more. He stood today with the help of a lift. Pretty much took all of his large intestines, and he's got like a huge scar, and he had got so weak he's actually had lost 60 pounds since.
Wow. Are you guys retired?
Yes, both of us.
Okay. Are you guys on like Medicare?
I am. He didn't qualify because he was a federal employee. He retired. I'm not saying that we aren't going to make it, but I'm just saying the fact in my lifetime, I never would have thought that I couldn't go see a loved one in the hospital.
I know. It's very difficult. You know, they're having the same issues here when it comes to people who are passing away, and you can't host a funeral. You can't go to the grave site. You're seeing these measures that are happening, and it's just devastating if you think about it, the things that you are forced out of. And
you take for granted.
Yeah,
that you know you're going to be able to go in and be the eyes and ears because he's sick. I mean, he's there because he's really sick, and nobody is there to be his advocate. And I'm his wife, and I would, and his kids would, but nobody. You know, I don't know. You know, if he could, he wouldn't order the food. I mean,
so He can't recuperate at home. This has to be done at the hospital.
Yes, it has to be.
How much longer?
Well, this was the first full week in this new facility, and like I said, I'm very happy because he got vertical for the first time since the 28th.
Wow.
And I don't know. I mean, part of me, he's a tough guy. I mean, he was a Vietnam veteran, and I mean, he was on the ground walking the jungles, and you don't take a bath for 6 months. You know, he's tough, but it's worrisome that.
It's worrisome.
He doesn't. The only part of me is that he is tough, and you know, maybe if he doesn't get the care he think he should be getting, he'll. Right now, the thing is, he won't eat. He has no appetite, and I don't know if it's due to the surgery or the condition. And I said, look, you got to eat. Are they putting that tube back down your nose? And I know you don't want that.
So what are you doing, talking to him over the phone?
Yes.
All right, Nancy. Well, hopefully he recovers here sooner than later and you guys get reunited. I know it's tough, but thank you for sharing that story.
Well, thanks. I mean, say a prayer for everybody, but for the people that can't see their loved one, whether it's a child or a parent or a spouse, it's really hard when you can't see them.
Yeah. Thanks, Nancy. Have a good night.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, and there are people listening right now that are making that note. Say a prayer for those that are separated. They can't see their loved one because of this time. Very, very difficult to deal with. We'll take some more of your calls coming up next on Overnight America KMOX.
This is Overnight America, sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com on KMOX.
And Overnight America continues. And we are live up until 1 o'clock tonight. You may be listening to this on the replay hour if you are. Hello, hello. The podcast is at KMOX.com/ONA. Easy for you to hook up with us on the Facebook page as well, Ryan Recker Radio. Go and give it a shot. Let's go to Gene, who's been holding the line. What's going on, Gene?
My prayer's out to the two ladies before me, and I want to say or ask, I'm also a senior citizen, and my wife is 5 years younger than me, so she's a senior citizen. She has a part-time job, and the stimulus program, do we have to tell somebody or ask for that? Or is that an automatic donation that they're making to seniors or specific people? And how would I apply if I qualified?
Yeah, I think the government already knows your situation. So
okay.
Did you file anything or did you get tax forms last year?
I don't file because I don't have anything. You know, I don't have any personal property. Social Security is all I got. I don't have a pension for my company or nothing. And I don't have to file. I've gone a couple times. And like the Joy before me, she said something about the circuit breaker. I had been doing that for a while, but then now when I moved back with my wife, after an illness and stuff for both of us. She has cancer, breast cancer, and I have the COPD respiratory problems as well as a heart condition. So I didn't no longer qualify for the circuit breaker like the lady was saying because our incomes are too high together naturally. But anyway.
Yeah.
So is that a state or a federal?
So what the IRS said, IRS said today was they're going to create a portal for those that don't have direct deposit up on their information. So they're going to be like a web form you can fill out and, you know, let them know. I'm sure they got all your information if they're sending you Social Security or whatnot. So you just basically say,
all right. Well, that's what I was wondering because, like I said, you pointed that out. I don't file taxes because I had been filing single by myself. And I still, if I had to file, I would file single because my Social Security amounts to over $20,000 a year. Yeah. And that would add to my wife's part-time, and she'd have to really start paying a lot of the taxes back. She'd be over her limit is what I say.
Oh, well, so, this is not taxable, which is nice. So they send this out, and you're not expected to pay taxes on it next year. I don't think this will affect that. But, you know, then again, I'm sure there's better tax experts that would know about that. So this is, I mean, right today, that's when the IRS mentioned about the direct deposit. So if you don't have that on file because you haven't filed, because you haven't needed to file.
I do, yeah. Mine, I'm 73, and I've had it ever since they requested it, you know, shortly after I retired. I have the direct deposit. There again, like I say, I wasn't sure. Now, will I pay that back at some other time, or is this like a grant, or is this just a free give me?
Yeah, this is a free give me. You don't have to worry about paying it back. It's not a loan.
Okay.
But, you
all
know,
right.
Just because you have the direct deposit on your Social Security doesn't necessarily mean that's how they're going to get that info for the stimulus check. It sounds like they're getting the information directly from tax filing. So if you haven't filed for taxes, you're going to have to go to this portal they set up, and you're going to have to indicate, okay, this is where you send the check. This is how you do it. You'll have to go through that extra step. Just go online. It just came out today, the IRS. Just do like IRS stimulus check, and you'll see some of the news articles about how to file for that.
Well,
very good, Gene.
Very
thanks
much
for calling in.
And thank you. Have a good night. Stay safe.
You too. Bye. Yeah, everyone's got their own questions when it comes to this sort of thing. And for the most part, people calling in wondering, you know, I don't mind answering these things, but I'm not a tax expert. But for the most part, just know, yes, you probably qualify. Most people do. I think there's only a few scenarios where I haven't seen qualifications. So if you're on Social Security, if you're a senior citizen, if you're low income, if you haven't filed, you know, you have a disability, whatever it is, even though you're getting government funding to begin with, you're still going to qualify for this. I think the ones that I've seen, there's only a couple of scenarios, but most popular ones where you wouldn't qualify, if you're back on child support payments, or if you have yourself listed as a dependent on someone else's taxes, meaning you're young, you're still on your parents' taxes, you may not qualify for this too, living at home, college student, you know, those type of situations. Your parents would probably get that $500 for you, but you as an individual who haven't filed for taxes, listed as dependent on your parents, that changes some things because it's based on filings. We'll take some more of your calls coming up after the next hour. And what I want to do, and I wanted to talk about the things that you're watching, you're reading, you're listening to pass time at the moment. What have you been doing? I mean, with your free time, tell me. So many people are trying to look for recommendations of what to watch, what to listen to, what to read. We'll talk about some of those more popular ones that people have been getting into. And I don't know if you saw this, but Chris Cuomo, who is on CNN, he now has tested positive for this coronavirus. Yeah, he's going to be anchoring from home, he says. So this is the note he put out. So in these difficult times that seem to get more difficult and complicated by the day, I just found out that I am positive for coronavirus. I've been exposed to people in recent days who have been tested positive. I had a fever, chills, and shortness of breath. You know what's interesting? He says, in the recent days. So normally it takes a couple of weeks for this thing to show up, but it sounds like he started to show symptoms immediately. He said, I just hope I didn't give it to the kids. That would make me feel worse than the illness. I am quarantined in my basement. I will do my show from there. So that's where he's going to be doing that, but not too many people have been watching CNN as of late, as we find out. Fox News is just killing them in the ratings, absolutely killing them in the ratings. You know who mentioned it just recently about Chris Cuomo? It was his brother Andrew, who's been doing these press conferences in New York.
Everyone is subject to this virus. It is the great equalizer. I don't care how smart, how rich, how powerful you think you are. I don't care how young, how old. This virus is the great equalizer. My brother Chris is positive for coronavirus, found out this morning. He is going to be fine. He's young, in good shape, strong.
You know, that's debatable. I'm just kidding. We wish him the best. This is Overnight America on KMOX.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.